Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. Today I'm joined by Jörg Zeugner, CEO, and Davin Wang, COO, Really Singapore. We find out more about the startup world of prop tech and what Really Singapore is doing to disrupt a traditional business model. Gentlemen, welcome both of you to the show.
Thank you, Clarissa. Very nice having us here. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Clarissa. Nice to be here. Thank you.
It is my pleasure to have you both. And on a Friday, I'm really looking forward to this conversation because it is something I know absolutely nothing about. And I love learning new things. So let's start with this. Really Singapore is transforming the property industry. It is your wish to deliver on the demands and challenges of the 21st century. Maybe, Jörg, you can start. Tell us more. Give us an overview of what that really actually means.
Yeah, thanks, Clarissa. Very good question in the beginning. And what you just mentioned, you don't know anything about it. So that's actually our starting point, because it's maybe not such a matter of the fact, because everyone is actually related to a home. Everyone has a house. Many people own a house. And for the homes and houses, everyone wants to keep the houses safe and clean. And safe with the COVID-19 pandemic became even more important. And the people in charge of keeping their houses safe and clean are usually property or facilities managers.
Right.
So they do that for all of us. And with that, and we are three co-founders in Really Singapore, we are from the real estate industry. So we know how difficult and challenging it is for these property and facility managers to do their job, to keep all our buildings and houses clean and safe. And we know, and we also learn every day, that there is very often and too often what we think a mismatch in terms of expectations between what you, maybe as a resident of a building, or what owners expect, in comparison to what a property or facility manager can actually deliver. And the reason being is that the property and facility managers are just very busy with a lot of many different things. So there is still a lot of traditional manual work involved, a lot of paperwork, what they have to do, a lot of compliance, what they have to stick to. And this is the actual reason, because of this big workload what they have, there's this big mismatch in terms of expectations. And we are here literally to help the property and facility manager to do a better job. And if a property and facility manager can do a better job, as a result, you as a resident or owner of property, so you will have your house safe and clean and always keep up. And this is benefits all. And this is not only, by the way, for you as a resident or owner of a property, but this also counts for any type of property. So this can be even like your radio studio, where someone is in charge to maintain the facilities, or the studio when it applies to any commercial building. It applies to public buildings. It applies to schools and so on.
Yeah, all
so
right.
This is really for everyone.
Yeah, it sounds like it's for everyone, commercial as well as residential. But the thing is, right, when you're talking about servicing and bringing the expectation level of a resident or maybe a tenant closer to what it is that can be provided, you're talking generally, you're talking about spending more money. You're talking about cutting-edge technologies that support cost-saving practices, right? So, Davin, maybe I bring you into the conversation and you can explain the technology and how it actually helps save money, increase transparency, compliance, and overall productivity for those property managers.
Great. That's a great question. Thanks for that, Clarissa. And I think it all starts with, for example, addressing some of these problems, these mismatches that York brought up. So the first thing we do is introduce a much more productive way to actually organize the entire property management process. So anything that was done in an administrative way, in a paper-driven way, can now all be automated. And that's something that really takes a lot of pride in. We do a lot of workflow automation. That saves time, it reduces mistakes, human error, it allows things to be tracked more correctly and more appropriately, and it produces one truth in about your property and how it's managed, everything from contracts to costs and so on. Another thing that we do that really saves a lot of money for asset owners is that in the course of managing a property, you always procure products and services, everything from landscaping down to cleaning and security and so on. And every time you actually put out a tender for these services, it's very important that you are able to have a very big reach to all these different vendors. And what really does is that we have a state-of-the-art procurement system in which there is a tendering, automated tendering online platform that allows you to reach out to a very large base of vendors. We now have about 4,000 vendors on our platform, and property managers and asset owners can come online and actually launch a tender in a matter of just 5 to 10 minutes and reach out to many vendors and get a very competitive quote. And that competitive quote can save asset owners a lot of money. That's just a few examples for you, Clarissa.
Okay, I'm starting to understand. As a small business owner myself, previously when I had to tender for something, I wouldn't necessarily know about the tender because unless I was directly involved with the tenderer, that kind of information gets lost. So even though I might be perfect for that tender offer, I wouldn't be tendering because I didn't know it was open. And you're saying you're making that matching a lot easier.
Yes, exactly. That's right. Yes. And we go on to actually curate the vendor database for you. So for example, there could be vendors that are right now vendors that you've never interacted before, newcomers to the industry that are pushing out a new product and or service in a more competitive way, or they could be offering new types of technology that might be very advantageous to the way you manage your property in a much more productive and cost-effective manner. We bring and curate that vendor database and constantly bring the best to you.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay, I'm speaking with York Zeugner, CEO, and Devine Wang, COO, Really Singapore. There is a concerted push by the government to accelerate digital innovation. Does this position by the government help you at all?
Yes, definitely. And we are very proud to be not only based here in Singapore, but from Singapore. And the Singapore government is supporting a lot. So we are in long talks and conversations already with IMDA and ECA, mm-hmm. how we, in fact, every day already help the facility managers, the property managers. So this is a way how we help to digitize the real estate industry with our platform, with our solution. And one more topic I want to add here, how we also support Singapore economy with our next recent, basically, product, what we bring to life already in a couple of weeks, which will be named Really Easy Funds. And this is a merger, actually, of the fintech to the proptech world. And this will enable, and especially during the, and because of the COVID-19 pandemic, that a lot of SMEs, a lot of contractors, actually serving buildings, serving facilities, serving houses, are under deep stress just because of this contracted economy. And with the Really Easy Funds, we offer the contractors and vendors very fast and easy access to business loans to basically sustain their cash flow in a much better way and in an almost instant way. So this will not only help them to assure their current ongoing services, what they deliver and provide to the buildings to make and keep the building safe and clean, but also help the SMEs to look maybe for the next job, for the next project, so to enable them to maybe submit a few more bids to have in the future maybe a bigger pipeline for their business to grow and sustain their business in a better way.
Okay, so you're basically on both ends of it. You help match property managers with the right vendors and contractors, but you're also helping those vendors and contractors maybe meet short-term cash flow shortfalls, etc.
Absolutely, yes.
Sounds fantastic. Okay, now 800 projects, 800 projects on your platform and counting. Your company is less than 2 years old. Does this surpass your expectations?
Yes, definitely. I mean, what we have, when we started, Devin, myself, and one more co-founder, so we, of course, had set certain assumptions. We did some research, and based on that, we have forecasted so what we can achieve, but somehow naturally, organically, on the way, we discovered other opportunities, other avenues. For instance, the Really Easy Funds is one of these opportunities where partners approached us, and then we developed these additional services, and that helps us to get not only more vendors, but in the meantime, many more projects what we ever expected. Now we have already more than 850 properties on our platform, property managers that using us every day, from looking for the right contractors to do the tendering, to do their contract management, to manage their work requests, just to keep the properties always up to date in a digital and very seamless, productive way.
Okay, so we're at the start of 2021. Maybe Devine, you can answer this one for us. What is next? I mean, you talked about some of the things that you are going to roll out or just rolled out. What else are you going to introduce in 2021?
So thank you for that question. We are quickly evolving as a prop tech company, and we are becoming a full turnkey suite of real estate solutions. So we've gone on from property procurement, service and product procurement, down to e-financing, and now we're going into other full suite applications, like, for example, managing the property that involve interactions with the tenants. It could be facilities booking. It could be some other forms of automation in terms of, like, forms and all these other aspects of the property management cycle. So we've got exciting things that we've lined up just for even quarter one. I think moving forward, we will continue to keep investing in this platform and keep making it more and more valuable to our property managers and asset owners. That's the key. And we always try to do things in a way that bring the latest technologies that we are seeing in the property landscape. Things that even include, like, for example, robotics, you know, where you have drones doing facade inspection for buildings. We now have partners playing in that space, working with us and serving property owners that way. So that is the key thing about how we look at product road mapping for the platform. We continue to try to modernize and improve and bring the latest technologies. In that sense, we become a tech partner to all these asset owners and property managers. They don't have to invest the human capital or the resources to keep buying and keep upgrading the software. We become that partner that will actually provide that service to them. And in that sense, we create a very lively ecosystem where they can really add value to the asset by enhancing it through their professional expertise instead of all these administrative duties and so on.
Okay, that sounds great. Just before I let you go, I have one more question for you. Now, I lived for a long time in a very old condo development. Now, I would say that if I went there to update information on my car for my parking disc, for example, it's stacks of papers of residents from, you know, 30 years ago would potentially be in that office, for example. And then you're dealing with a very old owner base residence committee. How do you convince them and anyone who might be listening to us who could be resistant to innovation and digitalization within their property? How do you convince them that it's worth exploring what it is that you do?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so there are different ways, actually, because we are this overarching platform offering different sorts of benefits to what you mentioned, the council, the MCST, part or owning the estate, mm-hmm. but also taking care of the residents. So this is how we can help them to, on one side, and what the MCSTs are always, or very often at least, about is running the estate at lowest cost level. That is one thing, because if the cost level is reduced, then the value of the estate goes up. And in addition, we offer also other solutions that will increase the value of the estate, that makes the value of the estate higher, because we introduce digital solutions that increase the perception when visitors or residents go into the estate. They can see where's the latest technology applied, and this will automatically, because everyone in the council are the owners of the estate, be interested to increase the value of their assets. So this is how we can help all the different stakeholders in an estate to benefit from our overarching value proposition and offerings.
You know, you said the one thing that any property owner who happens to be on a resident committee will be thrilled to hear. I can make your property more valuable.
Absolutely. Yes.
We've been speaking with Jörg Zeugner, CEO, and Devine Wang, COO, Really Singapore. Gentlemen, it has been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us today and sharing your exciting plans with us.
Thanks, Clarissa.
Thanks, Clarissa. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.